welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have the ladies from NAFQ. We have Catherine Safadi and Allison Browning. How are you, ladies?
We're great. How are you?
Doing great.
Doing good. Doing good. Not bad for a cross-country call. So how is life these days at NAFQ? I hear you guys are growing by leaps and bounds. My goodness. What's going on there?
We are. We're really happy. We're very thankful. We are growing. We've grown 37%. So I'm in charge of membership. So that makes me really, really happy. And it means that, you know, we are hopefully doing something right now. We're serving our members. But then also it helps us to be even greater in terms of how we advocate and also learning more about more credit unions, hopefully feeling more about what people feel is a void in the industry, being able to meet their needs.
Indeed, indeed. And there's a lot of needs to be met these days, especially on Capitol Hill these days, especially with compliance regulations, just being representative on the Hill as well for credit unions. So thank you for all the work that you guys do as well. So good stuff indeed. Now, Allie, you have an interesting backstory here. You spent some time in the business development for NBA's Cleveland Cavaliers. My gosh, that must have been exciting.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, no, it's, you know, previously I had worked at NAFQ. I was a lobbyist and worked on NAFQ's legislative affairs team. My fiance and I moved to Cleveland when he got a promotion, and it just seemed, you know, like a great opportunity to challenge myself, try something new. And yeah, it was a great experience. I enjoyed working with the Cavs, learned a lot. But when Catherine told me about this position, you know, I had loved working for NAFQ, fighting for our credit union members, and it just seemed like a natural next move for me. So I'm happy to be back.
So let me get this straight. So you left the Cavaliers, and LeBron said, you know what? I'm out of here too. I'm going to the Lakers. So I see how it works. Okay. So yeah, sorry about that. I just had to throw that in there.
Hey, no.
So, tell me about your new role. So tell me about working with NAFQ's membership team. How does that work, and how do you and Catherine work together?
Yeah, you know, Catherine and I had a great working relationship previously. I would, you know, kind of go to her regularly just with whenever things were coming up on the Hill or when we were having a member come in and testify on NAFQ's behalf. And, you know, really, that's something our advocacy team really works on doing, just because we believe that they should be the ones up there. We're just, you know, we're their partner. We're there to make sure that their voices are heard. So it was something that I would work with her on in my previous role. And then, of course, in this new role, the role was created, honestly, you know, in a response to, you know, NAFQ's desire to want to grow with its membership growth. Mm-hmm. And engage with our credit union members. You know, in this role, I definitely, it's my goal to make sure that NAFQ's serving and continuing to serve our membership to the best of our ability, and then learn and kind of, you know, figure out, you know, what we can do to become better and better serve industry.
Indeed.
And Mike, just to hop in there, I think one thing that we've been doing since I joined NAFQ would be that it's wonderful that we offer conferences and people come advocate in the Hill with us. But one of the biggest things that we want to do is we want to humbly go out and visit our members and see their credit unions and go into one of their branches and meet with their teams mm-hmm. and learn about them, because that's the best way that we can learn about our members and about the industry, going out there and being there. Mm-hmm. And so that was something we've really started implementing about 5 years ago, is going out and visiting as many credit unions as we can mm-hmm. annually. And as we've grown membership, it's also important to maybe have another person as part of that team.
Right.
So to have Allie come on board with her background as a senior lobbyist for NAFQ, and now being able to go out and visit members. And what we really want is for Allie to help us and say, okay, with each member credit union, what are your priorities? How can we help you? Here's what we have to offer.
Right.
Here's how we can follow up with, what are your deadlines? What are your timelines to make sure that our services are lining up with our members' time and each individual member mm-hmm. and making sure that we're really giving them as much support as possible. So Allie's background of having the legislative affairs side and then also now this business development side is kind of perfect to come back and support the membership team.
It sounds like it's a perfect fit for sure. So what message resonates the best on the Hill, because you guys have had experience working up there and lobbying for credit unions and stuff. And you guys obviously are meeting with new credit union members and that type of stuff and talking to them about what their needs are. What resonates the best with our representatives up there? What message do you guys provide them? They go, hey, you know what, that makes credit unions really stand out.
You know, honestly, credit unions, and you know this, I mean, we're the white hat. We weren't part of the financial crisis. We didn't really play into that, and we're able to continue to provide capital to Main Street and businesses when, you know, post 08. And so I think regulators definitely understand that. They understand the need for credit unions. They understand the purpose that they serve and how vital they are to communities across the country. And I think the biggest thing is just constantly reminding them of that, though, because there are a lot of people up there, you know, pounding the pavement every day, and it's easy for you to, you know, your voice to kind of get muffled. You got to be loud. Yeah. You got to be persistent and be present.
Yep.
I loved going up there and delivering the message on a regular basis and educating members of Congress of NAFQ, you know, NAFQ's issues and their legislative agenda that we were pushing. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to kind of now come full circle, though, and be able to, you know, now work with the membership on a different level. Mm-hmm. And kind of connect those dots between our government affairs team and then, of course, everything else that's going on at NAFQ.
Indeed. And Catherine, so what resources should credit unions be aware of and take advantage of with NAFQ?
That's a great question, and I have too many answers for it.
I bet.
You know, one of the biggest things that I try to do in terms of increasing engagement with members, because I feel that so many maybe join for one reason, maybe they need some compliance help or some educational assistance, or they really join for the advocacy. But we have things like our data and research team, Kurt Long, our chief economist. I know you know Kurt. Mm-hmm. He produces over 150 pieces of content and resources for our members. Wow. But I just think there are so many examples of that we have that people just don't even know. Mm-hmm. That are included in their membership. And it's you know, and there are also things that if people want and they don't exist, mm-hmm. so many ideas that we get come directly from member questions. So I want members to tell us what they need. If right. they feel like they can't find it, they want us to produce it. We'll do the best we can to make it happen for them. Mm-hmm. But really there is, I mean, our compliance team puts together over 200 resources annually. They just launched a new advertising compliance guide. So to answer your question, I'm going to go down a really long list also, but just that knowing that there really are so many resources that we have available that I really encourage our members to take advantage of. And that's part of what we're trying to do in our messaging from a membership team. And then also with Allie going around to visit credit unions, I travel quite a bit. And then Dan and Anthony, just making sure they're always trying to highlight and remind people. I actually will say that we do have one new service that I would like to highlight, and that would be our NAFQ networks.
Okay.
So that is where we have online communities by a specific job title or function, so that it's a peer-to-peer network. So we have a CFO network, we have a compliance BSA and risk network, mm-hmm. and we're launching our lending network in the next 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. So there's an online community where you can do peer-to-peer networking and post questions, and then we do provide an in-person conference to kind of piggyback on that at one point throughout the year, so you can meet everyone in person who you've been networking with virtually throughout the year. And more are coming in early 2020.
Wow, that is quite the list. You guys are not messing around with what you guys offer, for sure. But I mean, the ultimate goal here, obviously, is to allow credit unions to better serve their members and gain a bit more market share as well at the same time. So it sounds like that's what you guys, that's kind of the end goal, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Indeed, indeed. So how many credit unions have shown interest in expanding their interactions with NAFQ so far? Who can answer it? Allie?
Well, I will tell you that we've had, since we just announced Allie's position and sent an email out to our membership base, within the first day, 15% of our members replied that they wanted Allie to come visit, is offering Allie to come meet in person and talk to either executive teams or management teams, whoever it may be. And that first day, 15% of our membership, which is a really overwhelming number, wrote and requested a visit with Allie. So we're busy trying to plan.
I'm looking at the map.
So Allie, it sounds like your frequent flyer mileage is going to go up in 2020. It sounds like.
Yeah, it might. But all good things. It's a good problem to have.
All right, guys. So to wrap up, so if credit unions want to set up a meeting with you guys, who should they contact? Either of you, both of you, all of you?
Either of us. Yep, either of us. And you can get our information on the NAFQ.org website. All staff members are listed there, so our direct lines and email addresses are there, and you can simply email either one of us, and we'll make it happen.
Fantastic. Good job, guys. Anything else to add? Any final words of wisdom to wrap up?
Go Nats! That's in Washington, D.C., so I have to say go Nats for the World Series.
I forgot, but they beat our Dodgers, so I'm not that big of a fan.
I know.
Little mixed feelings there, but we'll watch nonetheless. All right, guys, thanks for the time. Keep up the good work there, all right? We're very appreciative of all the hard work that you guys do and keeping credit unions top of mind on Capitol Hill. So good job, and let's catch up again one of these days, all right?
Great.
Of course, thank you.
Thank you. Take care, Mike.
You're welcome.